Right now, as you're listening to this, your body is producing roughly its own weight in ATP every single day. ATP. Adenosine triphosphate. The energy currency your cells run on. Every thought, every heartbeat, every blink, paid for in ATP. And the factories making it. Mitochondria. Tiny power plants inside almost every cell. You have trillions of them. Here's the problem. They decline. Every year. Starting in your 30s, your mitochondria produce less energy and more waste. Less fuel, more exhaust. The afternoon crashes. The brain fog. There I used to have more energy conversations. That's not laziness. That's mitochondrial dysfunction. One of the most well-documented hallmarks of aging. So what do you do about it? From my training, the foundation starts with CoQ10. Your mitochondria need it to complete the energy production cycle. By 40, you're running on maybe half the CoQ10 you had at 20. Then there's NMN, nicotinamide mononucleotide. It boosts NAD+, the molecule your mitochondria depend on to convert food into energy. NAD+ levels drop roughly 50% between 40 and 60. The research on NAD+ restoration is some of the most exciting work in longevity science right now. B12, essential for energy metabolism at the cellular level. If you're over 50 or eat mostly plant-based, you're almost certainly not getting enough. Creatine, not just for muscles. From my research, it acts as an energy buffer for your cells, including your brain cells. One of the most studied and safest supplements on the planet. But here's what my training keeps coming back to: you can't supplement your way out of this. Zone 2 cardio. The intensity where you can still hold a conversation but you're working. The single most effective way to build new mitochondria, mitochondrial biogenesis. Your body literally makes more power plants. No pill does that. The real energy stack is both. Feed the mitochondria you have. Build new ones through movement. If you're waking up tired after a full night, that's not a sleep problem, that's an energy production problem. Ask me about the sleep journey if you haven't already. If you want to understand how this connects to brain performance, your brain uses 20% of your total energy, ask me about the brain journey. And if you want to know why your mitochondria are declining in the first place, ask me about the longevity journey. Energy isn't something you just have or don't. It's something your body builds. And right now, the factories are either growing or shutting down.